Bobby Greenwood played at the University of Alabama, played in the National Football League. Bobby, welcome to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Oh, I'm doing great. Glad to be on.
Hey, no doubt. We're looking forward to talking some college football with you, but let's give an update to the Crimson Tide fans. What's Bobby Greenwood up to these days?
I'm officially done with football. So
okay.
Taking the big leap. Just been pretty hectic getting back in Alabama and trying to figure out what I'm going to do next.
Okay. Well, you listen, man, when you can attach the University of Alabama behind your name and played at a high level here, there's a lot of success waiting on you, my friend, no doubt about it.
Oh, definitely. Just to be a part of that huge family of the Crimson Tide, I'm really looking forward to getting back home.
Well, I salute you. A couple of weeks ago, you had a chance to give back to Tuscaloosa. The tornado relief project, I believe it was Give Back Tuscaloosa, Give Tuscaloosa Back, I believe is the website. And it was a part of Roman Harper's charity football game. And no doubt, we salute you for helping Tuscaloosa try to recover from that devastation that happened a little bit over a year ago. Bobby, let's throw you into the college football playoff question, something that we've been debating here throughout the evening. When you saw this handed down, that we're now going to decide the most prestigious award in college football, the national championship, will be decided by four teams and a four-team playoff. Your thoughts?
It's a drastic change. I don't really know what to think of it yet. It just seems that it's kind of giving more teams a shot at SEC teams. And I'm pretty mixed emotions on this, I feel like.
Well, that's what we all are tonight. It's And I didn't want to interrupt you there, but I think most of us have got mixed emotions and mixed opinions as well.
I do. It's trying to make it equal for everybody. And, there's a lot of conferences and, everyone's a shot at the title. If they have a perfect season against ranked opponents, everyone should get that shot.
Bobby, looking at playing at a high level in the collegiate football game here at the University of Alabama, looking at what you were able to accomplish and looking at the number of games it required you to play, could you close your eyes just for a second and think that you could be out to 15? Now, we know that we're going to play four teams, but many people think that this is set up to go to six teams and 18 playoffs. We don't know the formula. How many games will it include? But could you imagine playing 15 games in a collegiate season?
I was going to touch on that as well. Those games add up quick over 4 years. That's another, a third or half a season of a lot of wear and tear on players. And you got to think of their safety first. You don't have to play a lot of years in the NFL to walk away and have injuries that come back down the road. You just, the studies are going on now with concussions. I mean, you got to put safety first.
Bobby, another question. Mack Brown, earlier today, a coach for the University of Texas, tweeted out that now we need to revisit college stipends and creating a stipend to pay collegiate athletes. Now, I know there's a minimum amount that you get. Maybe it's called laundry money. I'm not sure the actual definition there. But Mack Brown commented earlier today via his Twitter account that collegiate football players now need to be part of the $6 billion with a B playoff deal that includes 12 years to 2025. Your thoughts about receiving a check for playing college football?
I'm obviously biased, but I definitely agree with that. There's a lot of money out there, and this is lasting wear and tear on these players, and I believe they should be paid for it.
And nobody knows exactly what that will stop, and I know your Title IX will debate and say you have to pay. If you're going to pay football players, you guys generate the money. You pay the budgets. You create the budgets for the other sports, the non-revenue-generating sports. But you're going to hear the rebuttal and say, all right, well, if you pay Bobby Greenwood for playing for the University of Alabama, you've got to pay the swimming and diving person as well, even though they don't generate any money. And I know that's the argument that, Mack Brown, if he's going to take this battle upon himself, that's the argument that he's going to get is Title IX. Do you also include those non-revenue generating sports? Hey, Bobby, let's talk about Alabama football, and let's talk about winning that national title. Two out of the last three you left here in 2008 were a big foundation piece of allowing Alabama to go forward. Your thoughts about where this program sets, and you know we're at the edge of something that may be very, very special in Tuscaloosa.
Definitely. I mean, you know, athletes are just reloading now, and I think this is this is the beginning of a long legacy, and everyone knows nationwide what football means, especially to be a Crimson Tide and to be here in the South. So I'm excited to watch these guys. You know, more big things to come.
Can you talk about Nick Saban as a coach? What was that like?
He's definitely a player's coach. Just works so hard and gives everything towards his players, you know, just to give us a future, to create us. He's taken us from being boys coming out of high school and turning us into men and sending us out into the world with a college degree. And he's got a great system, and I love everything he does.
Bobby, looking at when that transition period happened from Coach Shula to Nick Saban, can you talk about how it took the team to kind of buy into what he was trying to build, maybe the atmosphere around the team?
Everything happened so fast, you know. Shula was a great coach, and, you know, he's the reason I went to Alabama. And to completely change systems like that, it took a lot of hard work from everybody. You know, a completely new playbook and a lot of studying and a lot of off-season conditioning and training towards the next season. You can obviously see the results on buying into the program with a new coach and new system to turn records around that fast.
Looking at from the defensive side of the football, did you appreciate playing for a defensive-minded coach like Saban? And, I mean, maybe one day that, you know, we could see a Bobby Greenwood coaching maybe at the high school level or the collegiate level or even the national football level, and maybe that's something I'm not trying to push you in a certain career field, but a guy that understands the game and played with a highly successful high school program, went to play the National Football League here and also at the University of Alabama. Playing for a defensive-minded coach like Coach Saban?
I mean, it means everything. He really, within 2 years with him, completely opened up my knowledge. You know, you get that far on that level, you think you know everything, and then he brings in that system. And it definitely gave me a huge advantage for being prepared in the National Football League and studying that much. And for me, going from a 4-3 to a 3-4, it changed everything, my body style, and it helped me become a better student of the game. And hopefully one day I'll get to share that with other players.
Bobby, how do you transition from playing on the defensive line in the collegiate level to playing on the offensive line of the National Football League? It had to be a big jump and a big transition for you.
A lot of chicken, a lot of protein. I had a blast. It was eye-opening to get on the other side of the ball, and I had, you know, great players surrounding me, and it was nice to get up to Kansas City and have, you know, five Alabama guys there total when I got up there, and all of them kind of took me under their wing and were real supportive, and that went a long way.
Now, if I've got it correct, I believe you also played at the center position too, right?
I did, yeah. I was taking snaps, and I enjoyed it. You know, a big change like that late in my career, it took a lot of work, and I had great coaches like Bill Muir lead me along and just kind of copy what the veterans do.
Bobby, one more final question. Looking at the National Football League, making that transition, because it's something that we've emphasized tonight, stretching out to 15 games, was that the biggest adjustment? Was it the speed? Was it the length of the games, the number of games, making that jump? Because you're playing at a high level in the SEC, but making that jump to the NFL, was that the biggest difference, is the length of the games and the number of games you play?
I think so. Coming from the Southeastern Conference was a huge advantage, and I think that really prepared me for the speed. But it's almost a marathon. You got to take it week to week, but it's a long season, and there's a lot of hits. And I mean, adding one game doesn't sound like a big deal right now, but it adds up over time.
Bobby, no doubt, we appreciate you being a part of our show here in Tuscaloosa. We always enjoy talking with former Bama players like yourself. Best of luck to you. Hopefully, we'll find you on a sideline somewhere coaching the great game of football. We appreciate you being part of our show here in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, thanks for having me.